Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Vredestein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside. Happy Wednesday. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Hobo.
Live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, where I am thankful to be done with COVID boosters now, Mike Harmon.
Really?
That, very, very thankful.
That's what felled you again?
Yes.
I have. That's a, when.
Good Lord.
Every time it's been the same thing. I get the COVID shot and I'm okay. And then the next day it's like. So on my primary said, I can get you in Monday afternoon. I'm like, yeah, great. I'll do it right before I go into work. And I'm like, what's it going to be like? And she said to me, what was your reaction the last time? I said, I was good. And then the next day I was bad. She goes, okay, what was your time before that? I said, I was good. And then the next day I was bad. She's okay. What about the time before that? I said, I was good. Oh, I see what you're saying. I see what you're doing here. And she goes, all right, that's what to expect. And that's exactly what yesterday was. About 9 o'clock, I felt great. Like sleeping all day up 9 o'clock, but I'm like, well, you know, we've already had 2 hours of the show, so I'm sure you and Dan Beyer have it. And you know, it's not like, you know, the Mets had made a big trade or, you know, anything else was going on. Like the Knicks actually got Jalen Brunson. So I was like, oh, I'm good. I'm good. I'll just hang.
No, I took my shots on the Mets, with the greatness of Yordan Alvarez and another home run to bolster his AL MVP possibility.
Yeah, but now he got hurt today.
So that was good. I know.
But now he got hurt today, buddy.
Yeah. The world world doesn't like me sometimes.
No.
We have figured out.
You know who else hit a home run today? Aaron Judge. You know who I picked to win AL MVP?
I know.
Aaron Judge.
Yeah, see, so now that's asked and answered. That was the beauty of it. For 4 hours yesterday, we didn't have a lot of I told you so's or Mets talk. So
well, I'm sorry you guys couldn't have been more right about the stuff that I'm right about. I'm sorry it was, hey, you know, here's some stuff that, you know, we're probably going to be wrong, and I'm just letting you know. And
it's well, like, it's, you know, going into opinions that people may care about, as opposed to I was right.
Yeah, these are big things.
I have to ask the question, though. I mean, so you were off yesterday. Rob's not feeling well today. Do I get to take tomorrow off? Is transitive properties? Is that how this works?
Yeah,
I mean,
if you want to, sure. You take tomorrow off.
Just randomly.
You know what? I'm going to take tomorrow off, so why not go ahead?
I know. You're already out, so
Yeah. Look, they told me any days you want to take off, they said go right ahead. They told me, hey, whatever Harmon wants off, yeah, it's fine. We'll figure it out. I said, all right, great.
That's kind of the way it works.
Yeah.
No, it's all good.
It's good.
It's nice to feel so loved and wanted.
Yes, look, Fox loves you just as much as Freddie Freeman loves the Dodgers.
Oh, right? Damn.
Sorry, Frostberg, was that too soon?
Hey, you had a home run tonight.
You know, and sometimes, you know, you feel it. I mean, look, you didn't even call me to say, you know what, I'm not well, man. So we're like, is he really sick? Did he end up in a ditch? Has he taken on my hobo persona? We didn't know.
I was just sleeping most of the day. That's what it was. I was like, hey, laid low, going to sleep. All right, talk to you later. I checked out. I checked out.
What's funny though is we, you know, pull the curtain back as people love to know how the sausage is made and ideas flowing and whatever. And I had this running list, and then there were a couple of topics. I'm like, all right, this is just really someone throwing it at a wall. You know, the spitballing and the leak to test which way the wind is blowing. I'm like, I'm not giving it any air. So I think we mentioned Deshaun Watson for about 35 seconds yesterday. Like, this report is a waste of our time to even debate at this point. So we moved on to other more pressing things. So, you know, I'm glad you're feeling better. A nice recovery. Because you got some winning to do, you know, with your kids' softball and stuff. So, I mean,
we do.
You don't have time to be felled.
And I got free agency tomorrow with the Knicks, man. I got some stuff, man.
We did talk about the Knicks yesterday a bunch.
Now,
no, listen.
Well, we did, but it was fair and balanced coverage of the Knicks.
But let me just say this, because this is completely true. Before we get into James Harden, I am so incredibly nervous that even though all signs point to Jalen Brunson signing with the Knicks, everything the Knicks are doing, they make the trades yesterday to free up Alec Burks, is gone,
Noel
is gone,
sure.
All for him, right? All for Jalen Brunson. This is not, hey, we have, no, it's all for Jalen Brunson. There's quotes from Rick Brunson, his dad, former Nick.
Well, you know, he's already working
close,
over there. So.
Yeah, look how close they are and how close they've been with Leon Rose. Yeah, look, it's a fait accompli. They're getting Jalen Brunson. But if they don't get him, this might be the most embarrassing Knicks headline in a decade, where they have made all these moves strictly for one player. We're not doing this to go try to get DeJounte Murray. No. Jalen Brunson's our guy. He's Nick royalty, right? Come on, you want to get Cleveland royalty? He's Nick royalty. No. I am so nervous that they're going to botch this, and suddenly the Mavericks are going to swoop in and they're going to give him the money, and he's going to say, yeah, it's where my heart is. They've done all of this specifically to get him. And if they don't get him, this is the Knicks in a nutshell. This is the Knicks' entire franchise. This is 20 years of the Knicks summed up in one storyline. They went all in, made trades to move on. They wanted to get a guy whose dad works for the Knicks, who played for the Knicks, who his family has all kinds of ties with the Knicks. If they somehow don't get him,
can't wait.
That's how bad it is. And yeah. I am ready for the embarrassment of that. I am so ready for the, because I'm like, I feel like I'm so nervous that it's going to happen. It's like I have to get that, my mind right with it, that hey, by this time tomorrow I might have to deal with it.
Yeah, I mean, there were a couple of things with Brunson, right? Tim McMahon of ESPN had the story that Brunson could have been signed to a four-year extension for $55.5 million by Dallas before the season. They didn't offer him an extension till well, late. So it was like, all right, beat it. No contract talk after the season started. That was Rick Brunson talking about it. And so now you're looking at the price of poker being reportedly $110 million. And everybody has jumped as fast as they can to declare Jalen Brunson the next big thing. Oh, look what he's going to be able to do. It's like, we don't know. Right? I mean, maybe the playoffs are the pretend to some breakout superstar to be, but you have no idea. And it's the Knicks.
Yeah.
So yeah. Given their history, I got to say, I'm a little bit skeptical, but grateful that we're going to be around to watch it all unfold.
Knicks, yeah.
And see the chaos, you know, as it is. Like today was just full of story after story where you just laugh, go, oh, now he wants to be that guy. So, you know, you have those kind of things that may look, the NBA has just given us story after story. So we don't have to live in Baker country. We don't have to spend, you know, countless hours dissecting every bit of breadcrumb out there, or, you know, to see if we can sway public emotion in the Watson hearings. No, NBA silly season is upon us, and man, it's kind of crazy.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets swollen dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover matches all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year. Discover exceptionally common sense. So while I'm nervous about the Knicks, let me just say right away, I want everyone to see through the headline of James Harden from today. Okay, see through the headline. James Harden, in one of the first big moves of free agency, has declined his $47 million option, going to become a free agent, but he wants to negotiate a new deal with Philadelphia that will allow them to have roster flexibility to build a better team, including use of the full $10.5 million exception. Harden has supposedly talked with the 76ers about this specifically since the end of the year. I want to help them reshape the roster towards championship contention. Just for a second. Now James Harden is team oriented. Now James Harden is team oriented. Wasn't team oriented with the Rockets when he decided, I'm going to blitz my way out of there. Nope, don't want to be here anymore. Don't want to go to meetings. Don't want to go. In fact, when I've had it enough, I'm just going to have a press conference, say the situation's untenable, drop the mic and walk away. No, no, not that team. No. But the Nets, James Harden, team guy. No, not enough to get in shape. Not enough to actually show that he can be a difference maker with the Nets. Doesn't even make it 82 games before the Nets have to say, you know, we need a new guy because you're not the guy. No. Not that team, James Harden. Then the team, James Harden, who shows up in Philadelphia, still not in shape, not the same dynamic player. Philadelphia gets bounced from the playoffs. Oh, now James Harden, faced with $47 million and the last payday of his career, now he's a team guy. Now I want to help win championships. Oh, now I've had that moment of clarity that has come to me. I've had that moment where I completely understand the NBA now. This is how we build, and I want to win. I've done that now. My epiphany in the NBA is here. No, this is a complete load of crap, and all he's going to do is sacrifice $10 or $15 million this year. Hey, you take my $10 million, use it for the exception, get another good player in here, and then have another year tacked onto his deal for $35 million. So in the end, instead of getting 47 this year, he'll lose $10 or $15 million this year to seem like I'm a good guy getting it back, but you're going to give me $35 million next year, right? Because nobody else is going to give James Harden $35 million. Nobody is, and he knows it. He knows that he's at the end of getting paid. Kyrie knows he's at the end of getting paid. James Harden knows he's at the end. So here's Harden. Hey, now I'm a team guy. Now I'm a good guy. Now I'm going to help everybody try to win a championship because I'm James Harden, James Harden, James Harden. No, all he's doing is saying, I'll give a little bit back now because this is how business works. All right, I'll get $10 or $15 million less next year. But the year after, I'll get $35 million. And it's $35 million than he was going to get, where you don't know what he's going to get after the $47 million, the big paydays could dry up. Maybe the Sixers decide, yes, James Harden, you have used your Jedi mind trick. We'll go a three-year deal with you and give you an extra $35 million on top of that, James Harden. Yeah, just see through all of this crap. James Harden is not suddenly a team guy. He's not suddenly someone that's seen, hey, I've turned over a new leaf in my life. Yeah, I've seen it. Not happening. He's just going to try, because that's why this is the story today of James Harden opting out of taking less money so he can own that part of, hey, I'm a good guy, and then it's just going to be, oh, I've convinced the Sixers to give me more money than I would have lost, and I come out ahead in the deal. That's all this is. James Harden is not suddenly a new guy, a new NBA player, and I've got a new direction in my life. No, forget it. Not happening.
Well, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe you had a moment of clarity. You watched the chaos go on.
What are you, Doc Rivers? You really think that's going to happen?
Well, that's the problem that I have with it, right? In a vacuum, James Harden coming to this epiphany himself is cool. The problem is Doc Rivers is still there. So, you know, in the end, I think your ceiling is only so high. But I look at that squad, and you got to like what you have coming back on paper, right? Relative to the rest of the Eastern Conference, right, where we talk about the Knicks, we talk about other teams trying to make moves. Right, no, you don't have anybody coming back from some crazy injury here like you do in all these other spots, right? Everybody, Middleton will be back, and he'll be just the same guy or better. Okay, maybe not. Go on down the line. Hey, this guy re-signed here. This guy might shuffle. You might have a trade. There's still a lot to work out. The Sixers, at least from a core perspective, are pretty good. So maybe James Harden has watched all the hot take nonsense and WWE works from all the other members of the NBA elite, including, well, one of his former teammates, and just said, out of hell with it. You know, if I win, I could be in those conversations too. I got stuff to say. Hell, my jersey's retired in clubs nationwide. So I don't know. I'll buy it for a minute until it blows up. Right, you give up a little, get a lot in theory later, right? The money is a whole other thing. It's more just the symbolism of it, the fired up, and maybe to appease Joel Embiid a little bit, maybe, because he was getting salty towards the end, and maybe this causes a reduction in friction there in that locker room. No, I'll buy in. I still don't want him on my team in my great hypothetical, you know, which one of these guys would you want of those veteran players? But in terms of a movement made for, you know, some of the good and for part of it, you know, he knows what damage he's done to his reputation, his career. Maybe he cares, maybe he doesn't. But I'll at least give him the benefit of the doubt because I'm feeling benevolent here.
Oh, look at you. You're like a 76ers executive going, yeah, let's go. Why not? Let's give him money. I know we saw what he's been like the last decade. Let's give him money. Let's look at it. It's like you should be working for the James Harden. Like, oh, I wish this guy was on the Sixers. Oh, he'd believe in me turning over a new leaf. I want to get this Harmon guy in charge of the team. Can I get Doc Rivers to report to him? He's going to give me money.
No. Hey, look at this. It started from a report of, hey, they're not going to give him a max deal. Okay, so, I mean, that's a pretty good starting point. No, blank you. You've gotten your max deals. And now we come to this. Why can't we have some positivity, Smith?
All right, because I know James Harden.
You came back from being ill here on a Wednesday, like Lazarus rising from the dead. So here, I'm with you.
All right, I know James Harden. I know James Harden.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of hand-cooked tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their hand-cooked test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. With prices soaring at the pump, Discover's got your back with cash back. Use Discover to earn 5% cash back at gas stations and Target now through June on up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. Learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations, they do apply.
Hey, you know, Smith, how much Frostburg loves me?
I know exactly how much Frostburg loves me.
So he decides to throw out a, hey, how's that Angels game, you know, White Sox game working out for you? I'm like, all right, so we're working tonight, obviously, and we're in Southern California, for those unaware. 2-0 Angels, top of the second. So, okay, Kopech already getting hit.
Well, yeah, they're playing the White Sox. Of course the Angels are winning. Oh, sorry. Sorry, buddy.
You're lucky I'm not there. I got my medal out from my hand today, and I have the pins in an envelope right here. I would jab you in the neck.
Hey, you would never do that because you're going to try to use those pins from your broken wrist as an NFT. So I know you would never do that.
No, at some point I will have to figure out how to get those into a custom trading card for our lovely listeners. But
the pins, Mike Harmon's card is laced with the pins from his.
No, you could do that, right? You cut them into little slivers, and then you put like a little plastic sleeve inside the card. It works.
And here's the cotton balls and Elmer's gluey stuff.
Here's some blood and everything else. But the point I'm making is, right, yeah. I'm looking at it, I'm like, all right, I'm looking on my service. I don't have the access to the game. It's not even in the, hey, it's blacked out. But I subscribe to the MLB TV package. So I say, okay, cool, let's pull it up. And it's the free game of the day, unless you live in Chicago or the greater Los Angeles area. We're sorry, you're blacked out. So I don't even get to see Ohtani dominate and Trout trot into second with a double already. No, none of that from, you know, good old Mikey Harmon. No, he's got to watch replays of other games. Terrible.
Oh, wow, it's now 6-0 Angels. Hang on. Who hit that grand slam? Was it Marsh that hit that grand slam? Was that Marsh with a grand slam? Yeah, I think it was. I think it was March with the.
That would be the fastest bottom of the second ever.
It was really. Well, here's what happened: is La Russa intentionally walked the first three batters just to get to March, and March hit the grand slam.
Yeah, here's the thing, though. Even though I may not be able to watch it, the interwebs still work where I'm located.
As far as you know, maybe you're in the Matrix.
At least for the moment.
No, it's still 2-0 Angels. The Angels it's still 2-0 Angels.
Yeah, no, it's awful.
Still 2-0.
Yeah, they're vexing me, yes, and then I'm going to go home and watch them. I'm going to go back to Chicago, and I'm going to be so I'll have the urge to boo Earns. I'll just be excited to be back.
I haven't had enough. I'm going to fly and spend a lot of money to go 1,500 miles so I can watch really baseball.
Fire, Tony!
I might have a sign. You never know.
What's your summer vacation going to be like, Mike? You know, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to spend a lot of money on an overpriced ticket that may or may not land on time. I mean, I'm supposed to leave on a Saturday. The plane may not actually take off until Wednesday because, you know, nothing is on time now, flight-wise. I'm going to go back, spend all that money. And what are you going to do? I'm going to go to White Sox games. Aren't they bad? Yes. And you're spending money? Yes. On overpriced tickets? Yes. Why are you doing this? Because this is what I love. This is my passion.
It is my love.
Spend all this money to be miserable. This is me.
I will say this, right? Not to belabor the point and get into the highways and byways or my wallet, but the round trip that I brokered was about half of what people kept telling me it was going to cost me. It was like, oh, travel's so expensive. I'm like, yeah, no, that actually wasn't too bad 2.5 weeks out. So don't do it last minute, people. How about that?
No, that's good. And I'll wait and see how long it takes you from your plane actually taking off to when it actually lands and you're there.
Well, I looked at the on-time record of the particular flight that I'm taking out.
Okay.
So I'll at least get to Chicago. Now, getting back might be a little dicey.
You're going to be like planes, trains, and automobiles.
I might.
Good. Then I took a helicopter, and then I took a submarine.
Look, I have such a friendly demeanor, I'm sure it'll be no problem at all.
The Jason Smith Show with my best friend and frequent traveling companion, Mike Harmon. Big day. Look, we'll get to Freddie Freeman, because I would love to spend the entire show talking about Freddie Freeman, but, you know, pesky NBA. A big trade that went down today as the Hawks trade Danilo Gallinari and 3 first-round picks to the Spurs, and the Spurs send back all-star guard DeJounte Murray. This is one of those trades that 20 teams in the NBA saw this and said, we couldn't do this? Like, really? Like, we could? Why didn't we do this? Why didn't we call? Do we just not want to call Popovich? Because it's like in fantasy when you're calling the guy in your league, you think, oh, he's just going to ask for an arm and a leg, and I'm not going to make a trade with him. I mean, really, there's 20 teams looking at this going, they just stole a 25-year-old all-star player who was a 21-8 guy. And for some reason, the Spurs decide we just can't make it work because we're not good enough to be really, really good. And all DeJounte Murray is good enough is to keep us miserable or to keep us just, you know, somewhat contending, but not really. They stole him. They stole him from San Antonio. And this is where so many teams are going, why didn't we call them? The Knicks had a much bigger pack. Why couldn't the Knicks give up more? They wanted DeJounte Murray. Why could the Knicks? They had more. They had a better package than what the Spurs were offering. Did the Knicks say, oh, no, we don't want to add another first-round pick? I don't know, but, you know, Knicks. But, I mean, real, there's so many teams going, why did we do this? Why did we not make a call for this? I mean, it's like when you see a trade in fantasy and you go, here's a trade, and I'm going, I didn't know that he was giving that guy away. I would have called for him. I can't believe this.
Feeling okay? Is he just decided to give up on the season? Does he hate the player for some reason? Did he get into a fight with him on Twitter? No, those are the fantasy reactions that you have.
20 teams are saying, how the hell did this happen? Greg Popovich, are you okay? This is what you wanted to do? Yeah, you're getting first-round picks, but they're first-round picks. This is a 25-year-old star guard.
Remember, he's also going to draft guys in the first round that won't come play for 3 to 4 years. Is he going to be around that long?
No. It's good. That's when Tim Duncan will be coaching the team. That's when that's going to happen. I mean,
will he be wearing that cool puka shell necklace and
I think they will change the uniforms, and that will actually be on the uniform. Instead of the patch for the sponsor, it will just be the puka beads will be on the uniform.
No, I kind of dig that. But, yeah, you got Murray, a guy, 21, 1, 8? 8 rebounds, 9 assists a game. I've been looking at one of the upcoming stars. Obviously, your Hawks, because you had them as a team on the come this past
year. I told you,
you were a bit early.
Yeah,
you were a bit early, but all of a sudden you're like raising an eyebrow going, hey, wait a minute. I like saw this trade go down. I'm like, wow, this is real stuff. By the way, the Knicks aren't getting Brunson when it's all said and done. Prediction, you get Bradley Beal.
We're going to get Bradley Beal instead, you think?
He's going to spend a lot of money on Bradley Beal. But I'm just putting that out.
You're putting it out into the world?
Yeah. Either that or something can still happen with Kyrie. Isn't that what we keep being told?
Stop. We do not. Stop. Stop saying that. This is not about Bradley Beal. This is not about it. This is not about Kyrie Irving.
To the Knicks.
It's about other players. Stop. No. Not happening. Like Back to the Future 4. Not happening. This is not about. This is other players we're talking about now. There's Jalen Brunson. There is Bradley Beal. There's DeJounte Murray. These are the guys we're. There's James Harden. These are the guys we're talking about. Not going to happen.
Yeah, no, I didn't really want to make it about the Knicks, although my timeline was littered with trade scenarios for, I think, every person who has played for your team in the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. And this guy could be part of a three-way deal here. I'm like, what are we doing? Go do real work, people. Come on now. But no, I mean, this core for Atlanta, I mean, this is a trade that really makes you stand up and take notice, right? This could work. I'm kind of excited for your Hawks. Look, and what they could be. I mean, Dominique Wilkins could give them 2 or 3 minutes a game. One or two Thunder dunks, and, you know, it takes over to a whole other level.
Sure, Spud Webb can play a few minutes.
Sure. Why not?
Some minutes from Kevin Willis and Doc Rivers. Yeah, I think Doc can still dish it out a little bit. And the best thing about being a point guard, Doc Rivers, nothing's ever his fault. I passed to the guys. Not my fault. He couldn't make a shot.
He's got butter fingers. What am I going to do?
Look, this is where I now, and I feel bad for you, buddy, but there's still some stuff that I don't know about your Chicago Bulls. Like, is Zach LaVine really going to come back? I now have to take the Bulls out of my prediction for the East Finals next year and say Bucks-Hawks, because that's the impact of this trade. Not only do they get a guy, they got an all-star who is on the rise, and this is the first team in NBA history. They're going to start two guys in the backcourt who were 20-8 guys. Defensively, DeJounte Murray is long. He is terrific. This is going to be an incredibly large move. And that's why I can't get over the fact that this is the move that happened. This was all that was given up. Here's Gallinari, and here's 3 first-round picks. Nobody else could do that, because this is going to vault the Hawks into the East Finals. This is almost like they're trying to be a new 2020s version of the Warriors, right? Because look what happened last year in the playoffs. When you can shut Trae Young down, because Trae Young is a smaller guard, right? It's a little bit harder for him to get his shot at the end of games. He's still a terrific player, but look, we've seen that with Steph Curry. You can still be great and still struggle because of your size. Now you have another option of an all-star player that is comfortable with the ball in his hands, doesn't have to worry about getting his own shot. He is comfortable there. You have two incredibly big options, and over the course of 82 games in the playoffs, there is more than enough for both of these guys. I mean, really, this is how good the Hawks are going to be. They've become, this is like a 2020s Warriors kind of situation now, where this is nothing but great stuff for them. They absolutely stole him away. It is unbelievable, and it's a great day for the Hawks, because they went out and got a guy that now suddenly you are thinking NBA Finals. You weren't thinking that before today. You were thinking, maybe we bounce back next year. It wasn't a great year for us this year. We can get back to the team we were a year ago when we beat the Knicks in the first round of the playoffs, and we were No, this is now you are thinking you are NBA Finals type team with this trade. This was an absolutely gargantuan deal.
Well, you know my general rule, and I've talked about it a lot. Those that are new may not have heard the analogy, and maybe you have one of these in your own family. But my mom used to be the, you know, save it for good thing. Like, every day was not a reason to use a nice new towel set that maybe someone had given her for the holiday. Or when we would go out and we'd find some cool blouse for her. Nah, it goes to the back of the closet, and I'll wear it for good. Well, what was good enough? Like, we didn't go travel a bunch. We didn't eat out a ton. So it just kind of would eventually be given away to Goodwill. So it got a home somewhere else, which was great, but mom never used it. Likewise here, you're looking at, you know, the Atlanta Hawks, or insert your favorite team in every sport. I'm always for screw the future. right? You've got to be cognizant of what's down the line. Don't get me wrong, right? Where the money is allocated, how much flexibility you have, those things are important. But if you have a team where you look at the Eastern Conference and you look at the players that are on the roster right now and you have the legitimate opportunity to maybe vault several teams and give yourself a shot to playing into June, what good are the picks for 2027-28? See what I did there, Lakers? You know, what good are those, right? You go make the move for now. And that's what the Lakers did. They got their title, and now they're in hell. But they got that title.
You take that back.
Well, they're the Lakers, so they're held to a different standard.
Yeah, we're getting Zion. Come on now.
Right, the Atlanta Hawks, what do you got? Spud Webb highlights, Dominique Wilkins highlights. And for you, Jason, you live in that era where Doc Rivers was still running around with that uniform.
No, it's still not my fault. I passed the ball to Kevin Willis. Not my fault. I gave it to him. He didn't make a shot. Not my fault. That's not me. It's not me. Human highlight reel. Human highlight reel misses sometimes. My nickname is Doc, right? Like, you trust a guy named Doc. Human highlight reel, you don't trust a guy. But I'm Doc. You trust me. Yeah. That's my nickname.
Yeah.
I'm Doc.
And obviously a couple of years where you had Dikembe Mutombo waving his finger at people. That's it. That's your history. And you've got a guy that people are excited about in Trae Young. You've got a core that showed there was a lot of good this past year. Just not enough to get over. So if you've got something that can push things to a guy who's older and some future picks that you have no idea. Because remember, the old thing, if you're not in the lottery, what's the difference? Right? How many of those guys are impact players? Hell, even in the lottery, it's a crapshoot. But once you get past that, like, what's the value most of the time? And obviously, everybody's going to fire off their outliers. They're going to tell me about the second-round stars or the guys that took weird paths. I stipulate that that's the fact. I'm talking about on the larger sample size. We see it time and again. All right, he got his guaranteed money. He was an end-of-the-bench guy, and his career ended after 3 years or 2 years or a year or never even got out of the G League, right? I mean, there's all of those stories that the NBA is rife with. So here, yeah, make the big move and make Smith happy so he can pick them to go to the finals again.
I'm telling you, man, they have an NBA Finals team, and they should waltz to at least the East Finals next year. That's when you get that kind of an impact guy. Again, I didn't know they were giving him away. Where was everybody else? They're gonna call the Spurs and go, you could have called me with an offer. I didn't know you were giving him away. You still should have called me. Well, okay, but wow, man. I mean, this is a gargantuan move, man.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. I have said throughout the offseason there is no good news for the Lakers. No good news. Maybe if you find a way for Kyrie Irving, yeah, because your team is sunk because there's no way you're going to be able to bring anybody in, and yeah, you're going to stink next year. There's been no good news. And now Kyrie Irving is going to likely stay with the Brooklyn Nets for at least one more year because, you know, I'm not going to turn down $37 million. No one's going to trade for
37.
Me. 37? Shut up. But I do have good news for the Lakers. Frostberg's going to love me because after seeing the strategy today of the Lakers, I see a deal happening and they're going to get a guy they wanted a year ago. According to many sources, the Lakers have, quote, circled back around.
On Zion?
Yes, circling
not
back
yet.
Around on bringing back Magic Johnson to run the Lakers. No, they are circling back. Hey, Magic, what are you doing, man? Your Twitter account is on fire, man. They have circled back to bring D'Angelo Russell. No, they have circled back on Kyle Kuzma. They have circled back to make a trade for Buddy Hield, who they wanted last year. They wanted to get him from Sacramento. Remember, it came down to Buddy Hield, Russell Westbrook, and LeBron and AD said, we want Westbrook. They got Westbrook. That went away. The Lakers, sure, at this point, would they take Buddy Hield? Yes. Also,
you're damn right.
He is at a much lower level of value than he was a year ago. He was already dealt once. Look, he had a good year last year, but already being dealt once, the Lakers have that one bullet to fire of Talen Horton Tucker, Kendrick Nunn to try. Like, they've been trying to give Talen Horton Tucker any kind of deal. Hey, you want THT? We're giving you. Like, I think Rob Pelinka answers his phone every day and goes, hello, Rob Pelinka, we'll give you Russell Westbrook and Talen Horton Tucker. Who is? Oh, sorry. Yeah, just come in the side and leave the bag out front. No, thanks. Is it Cherry Coke? Because I ordered Cherry Coke. Okay, Cherry Coke. All right, great. Thank you. Click.
So yeah, this ain't much further off than the reported offer that was made to Indiana, right? And everybody's like, oh, look, Russell Westbrook. He'll go. It's Brogdon and Turner and all this, and this is how it's going to go down. And then you had the report later come out saying, yeah, they kind of laughed at the offer, more or less. So this one may not have the same laugh track to it, but is this any closer to a reality?
They have to do something. They can't do nothing, and that's the point of the offseason, is that how bad does it look? How bad does the optic look for the Lakers front office if they don't bring anybody in? You have a bad team. You're bringing the same players back. It's just going to be different because of Darvin Ham? No, they need to do something. The only assets they have is if they can move Kendrick Nunn, who's coming back that people had interest in last year before he got hurt, and Talen Horton-Tucker, who they've been telling everybody how good he is, but if he was really that good, they would keep him. So they need to do something. These are the only pieces they can move. And if they realize they're stuck with Russell Westbrook, they'll make a move like this, and Buddy Hield will be a guy that comes in. Maybe they do something crazy and it gets bigger, but he's a guy they wanted. They're talking about him. They have the assets to go get him, and this is the one they want to right that wrong from last year where he was the missing piece coming in. He was the shooter LeBron needed and the team needed. We're going to go get Buddy Hield. They have to do something. He's their guy. They're going after him now. This is going to happen. I feel very confident that at some point in the next few days, Buddy Hield's going to wind up being a Los Angeles Laker.
Look at you, trying to be all Joe positivity. I did that at the beginning of the hour, and you mocked me. And now you're saying that suddenly...
Because you're talking about James Harden actually trying next season.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, if Indiana's looking to the future, is Talen Horton-Tucker and Kendrick Nunn, is that the thing that's leading them to the promised land? No!
Wink, wink.
Right? I mean, look, I got to be the realist on you if you're going to mock me for my love of the beard and his love of, well, we'll just leave that unsaid. Everybody knows nodding, knowing nod and wink as it goes. Like, I just don't understand why they would make, unless there's a third team involved, right? If it expands into something else, then maybe sure. But for Indiana, does it solve any of their issues? No.
Doesn't matter.
You're like, I don't care. It
doesn't
solves
matter.
The Lakers' problem.
It doesn't matter. No, it
doesn't
matter.
Did you offend Frostburg because, and now you're trying to kiss his ass? What am I missing here?
No, because for the Pacers, if this didn't work, okay, we have to try something different. So, okay. That's how it goes.
Lakers, yeah.
Look, we'll have more on this. Another big story out of the NBA coming up next. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon, taking turns being positive about different teams here on Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.